Kumlernen, Ablat Gemara, we're up to Lefnem Aleph, from Aleph towards the bottom of the page. Tanur Rabbanan, our rabbis taught. So we had a machlekes in Rav Shimon Chachamim, whether a cesarean or Yetzer Dafen is considered a Leida, which according to Rav Shimon, a birth it is, and the woman has all the dinim of Tumas Leida, gave birth. And according to the Rabbanan, that's not considered a Leida, does not have all of those dinim. Says the Gemara Torah, when we learn, she's been having labor while she's bleeding for three consecutive days, and then v'yotzev la derech doifen. But how was the child born? Through a cesarean. Harei zo yoledes bezoif. So Rabbanu said, since we do not recognize as a birth, so therefore, we learned previously that if it's a birth, and you know, if it's the proper birth, and you're bleeding for 3 days, and she gave birth, we'll say that the blood is associated with the birth. She's not a zova. But since we don't recognize as a birth, so therefore, it's considered, what's his name? So we're learning the Zeichel Nishmas. He's learning his name. So he said the chum is five lines to the bottom. Harezu yoyled is bezoif. We don't treat it as a lady. We don't treat it as a birth, and therefore the blood is a zava. However, Rab Shimon l'shitas, he holds the proper birth. So he says therefore that the blood is associated with the birth, and therefore she's not a zava. So he says any lady bezoif. Number one. Number two, v'dam hayetze misham, any blood that comes out from there, and we'll see. Before the birth is tummy. And Abshimen mitayr, Abshimen holds its toyr. Now, if there's blood coming out of there, it's from the operation, you know, the cesarean. So l'chay, the rabbanu should hold, there's no birth over here. The blood itself is not tummy, it's just a wound. And we know that blood from a wound is not tummy, yet the rabbanu holds tummy. So the gemara's want to know what's going on here. And Abshimen holds that it is a birth, so the blood should be tummy. He says that the blood is toyr. Confusing. Says the Gemara, Bishlay Mareisha, the beginning of this Braisa, Rab Shimon L'Tamei. Rab Shimon, the view, it's a proper birth, and therefore she's not a Zavah. And Rabban L'Tamei, and they hold that it's not a birth, so she is a Zavah, fine. Ella Seifa b'may pligi, the Seifa, what are they arguing in? Amar Avin, Savina, you know the argument? Yonshi Yotze Vlad Derech Doifen. They're arguing in a case where the Vlad came out through cesarean, but V'dam Derech Rechem. The blood came out through the natural way. That's the machlekes here. So each one then is consistent. So three consecutive days she's bleeding normally, like a woman who has a cycle or whatever is bleeding, and this is prior to the birth. So the rabbanon say, that she's tamei because definitely the blood has nothing to do with late. It's not a late. They say there's no birth over here took place. The blood came out the normal way, so she's a zava. And Rav Shimon says, no, since there was a lady here, even though the lady was a designer, there's a lady here, so the blood that came out is associated with the lady, and therefore she is not Tomei. She has the dinim of a lady here. She's not a Zova. Okay. Because if the blood came out from the direct from the birth itself, everyone agrees, Rav Shimon will agree that blood is a dam make. You know, if it came from the cut of the cesarean, then that is a wound blood. It's not...
Why would you think? I mean, it's only damayotzim and amokar.
That's what we're saying here. So we understood.
So it's coming out from the side of her.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying here. The tumah of the blood came out naturally, and they're arguing with shitase. And Rabbi Yisrael doesn't like this pshat. Masker Rabbi Yisrael have a few questions. Chode eshnz haynu reisha. So what's the difference between this argument and the first argument? It's just a repetitive. So how can Avina be answering and Rabbi Yisrael asking a question? Must be a different Avina. Ravina Levashi, Ravina wrote the Shas. He's the very last one. Yeah, must be a different Ravina. So Rav Yisib asks, first of all, high narration, number one. But first of all, Misha Mokum Vlad Mashma, it sounds like the blood came out from the same region as the Vlad, and that's some kind of machlek is. The way you're learning is the blood came from a different source altogether. Elam Rav Yisib, I'll tell you what happened. Kigan Shiyatza Vlad. And Vlad Vidam that a Dafin. The blood came out from the Dafin. The blood came out of the Dafin. What's going on here? Lacheda, it's just a blood of a wound, and blood of a wound should be Tahir. It's not a Zov at all. So what's going on here? So Gemara said, that Tel Machlekes is nothing to do with the first case of here, a normal case of Zov or not. Here we're talking about Vidam Vamokar Mikaimai Tameka Miflegi. They're arguing that whether the blood came in contact. The blood came from an extraneous source, but it touched the went through the source and came out. Does that make it tummy or not? So even though, let's say, going through the side is not making tummy.
In other words, is the blood? Did the blood of the uterus connect with the blood?
It's called tumas maga. No, we're saying it did because it's all one area. It's all in the one area, so it definitely came, it was in a mucker. The question is the mucker make tummy other blood that's outside of itself if it goes through the mucker? Is it metami through maga or not? No, we're not talking about a 7-day tumma of ziva here. We're talking about tumma's maga, a day a night tumma, a day that night you become tired. So this is machleik. Don't do it previously. So ma'asov and mokum mokayim tamei. Chacham are the ones who hold machmen here. They say, look, it become tamei tumas erev. Ma'asov mokayim mokayim tamei. You know, it's tired. It's not matame at all. Okay. So Rav Shimon says the blood that came out of cesarean is purely dam makar. I you touch the makar, it doesn't make a tummy. That's why he holds toy. Omer Rish Lakish Lakish. The divrei Rish Lakish says the divrei hametame bedam. The one who says that the blood is tummy is metame beisha. In fact, she now taka when the makar is tummy. If you hold that makar is tummy, she becomes like a nida 7 days, even though. The child came through a cesarean, and even though the blood came throughout cesarean, but because the blood touched the mucker, it becomes like a full fledged nida, and not just a tumas ediv, but tumas shiva. Diva matay v'dam matay b'isha completely. Rabbi Yechonam no, after the matam v'dam matay b'isha, even when it holds that the dam is tummy because it went through the mucker, it's tumas negat. If you touch it, you tummy till the night. However, there's no din of nida over here for 7 days. It doesn't exist. How do you know that a woman is not tamei? How do you know a woman is not tamei? Unless the blood comes out through the canal, not through a daifin, even though it came from the uterus. But if it came out through a daifin, you're not tamei to meshiva. It says the pasuk, by the blood passing out, it has to be galah her era, it has to come out through the normal channel. As mekoyda ha'ere, right? You reveal the mucker. So it came from the mucker, but it had to come out through the normal channel, not came out through another cut altogether. Melamet shenisha tmei, ad sheyetzi medova derech hervosa. It has to come out derech hervosa. Omer is lucky, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Comes lucky, lucky, says the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Mucker shenek. Let's say a piece of skin or a piece of flesh falls out from the uterus. The nafala order as it falls on the ground, tameya, that just like blood is metame a woman tumas nida, so too pieces of flesh fall out. She becomes a tumas nida. Shenemar, because it says in Pasik, the Eved just says, Yan, since he shofech nechushtech, that you poured out in chushtech is the bottom part. So we learn that it means the bottom of the uterus. And vatigole evosecha, and you reveal your erva. And so we're saying what? Lamai. In what respect are we saying that this is considered you revealed your erva? Ilemala tumma shiva. We're saying about that your tummy 7 days, you know, like she's mama shanida, no difference, blood or flesh. Dam omer rachmana, vele chaticha. It says befeir, dam and not chaticha. It says dam. What do you call it? Adolu tumas erev. It's only telling you that what that this is also metame, but a tumor, contact tumor. Contact tumor is only tumor for the day, not until that night. Okay. Why? Because this piece of flesh touched her body when it went out of her body. So what's the tumor here? Contact tumor. A tumor's in maga, touching. And tumor's maga is very different dinim than a tumor's nida. So it's only for the day. Omer Bechen, Rabbi Bechen said, mokker, what happens if the mokker, hizia kishtei tipe magolius, if two droplets came out of this of the uterus, of the womb, but they're transparent, so they're not red or anything else. Tameya, it is tamei. So Gemara thinks you're now tamei nida. Lamai, ilay metumah shiva, that what? That the chesh tamei nida, because it came from the uterus. Chamisha damet tamei bi shiva sulai, we learn b'feish in the Mishnah, it has to be all be five kinds of red, close to red, not transparent. Tumah's edad, it's a contact tumah. The fact is, you came in touch with your mucker, so therefore it's a contact tumor. She's tummy tumas erev. The dafke tarti, only the two droplets. Avachod with only one droplet. Ema ma'alma asya. We'll say that it came from some extraneous source. It doesn't count. Says the Gemara, kol anoshim etam beizachitzen. The Mishnah said, by a woman, by a man, he doesn't become tummy if he has an emission until the emission exits his body. So if he realizes it's about to happen, he holds on to his armor and then he can eat the truma. It's not tummy yet. By a woman, as soon as it goes out of a womb into her canal, she's already tummy. Ba'is achitz is called.
It relies on hergish.
We had a Yisha Mageshes, yeah.
Because otherwise,
how would you know? Yeah. So we said, remember, we gave a whole mushroom a mission a number of weeks ago about a praiser and an aliyah. And now we're talking about the Baiz Achitzen. That's right, Baiz Ali, exactly. So now we're talking about the Baiz Achitzen. The foyer. Where's this foyer? Says the Gemara, Hainio, Baiz Achitzen. What's a Baiz Achitzen? I'm just lucky. You know, which part of a woman is considered the outside that she's tummy ready? Kol shetinaikis yeshevis. Little girls don't know what sneeze is. The way they sit. Venita, and they open, they spread the legs, and it's visible. Whatever is visible when they spread the legs, that's considered Baiz Achitzen. And she is tummy.
So it's like the end of the uterus.
The external.
It's not as far. You'll see in a minute. Yeah. Says the Amalei Rebbechen says that's called Baiz Achitzen. Oh, he said Makom Golu. That's called actually as if it already left her body. Eitzel Shedetz. When we know by a Shedetz, it touches the person. If some too much touches the person, we know you become tummy. But if you swallow a tummy de gerin, we say that you're not tummy. Why? Because it's tumas beis hastarim. It's a concealed tumor. And we say that if a Shedetz somehow or another entered inside the canal, she's tummy because it's considered outside. It's a tumas maga. It's considered outside. Ela Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says, ad bein shenayim. Further than that, until there's like Rashi says, there's little pieces of skin internally, outside the womb, but internally the skin, with those pieces of skin are beyond that skin. That you can't see beyond that skin because the skin is blocking. So as far as the view is concerned, you can't see. But it's still considered bayis hachitzen outside of the womb. Iboilu, if you have a question. Yeah. Hashenayim kilifnim gilchur, about the shenayim themselves. You told me beyond the shenayim is considered, you know, the bayis hachitzen. So what about the shenayim themselves? Are they considered chutz for as far as the shenayim is concerned, or are they considered lefnim?
They give you a picture.
Okay.
Homework.
How difficult would it have been for them to write something there?
Yeah. What he says.
What exactly he says?
Someone said to me yesterday. Someone said he has. He finished Masechet Nida in 3 days. So what do you mean he had to do in 3 days? He says, I'm learning it on my phone, and my phone has a filter, a kosher filter. So it left me like 2.5 pages of Agadita. That was it.
Toshma coming ahead, the Tony Rablakai ad Bein Hashanayim till the Bein Hashanayim. Is Bein Hashanayim atzman kilifnim, but the Bein Hashanayim themselves is kilifnim. Another place, Mokum Disha, when a man has relations with a woman, as far as he penetrates, the end of that penetration, that's considered all Baiz Achitzen. From beyond that, is considered, that's considered Echutz for Sheretz. Beyond that, is considered Baiz Achitzen. My Mokum Disha, Om Rav Yehuda, Mormi Threshing, Mokum Shasham Meshdosh. When they have relations. Okay. Tonam, we learn, we should have maybe a little time because I'm doing Rashi. Tonam, we learned. It says in Pasuk, if a woman is flowing blood, b'zoiva b'psara, inside of flesh, inner flesh. That's how we know. That's how we know that even inside, as long as it left the womb in the canal, she is tummy. B'psara in the flesh, melamich mitama b'fnim kibechut. She doesn't have to wait like by a man till it emerges. And even inside the canal, she's already tummy. Mainly anida. All we know is by anida, because this pasuk is talking about an anida. It says that ye is zoiva bipsara. Use the word zoiva to teach you that what? A zoiva has the exact same thing that want, that she becomes a zoiva once the blood is inside her canal. The braise continues. A woman, if she's pilot, she had relations with her husband, and then like the shikhva zera trapped some of the blood inside. And then the Shikhva Zeta escapes from her. We know about Matan Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu told Eden have to separate from the wives 3 days. Why 3 days? L'cheda, separate from your husband for 1 day and your wife for 1 day, and then she'll see whether she's Torah or not. Why 3 days? Because if any Shikhva Zeta comes out, she'll become tummy. And 3 days is the longest time that Shikhva Zeta. And that's why we do 5 days today, because, you know, if it's the end of the day, it goes by oinus. You know, the first day was 5 in the afternoon, and then, you know, and then three periods of 24 hours, because that's how long Shikhazer doesn't remain, still active and viable. So it works out to 5 days. Three mass lesson can be 5 days. Okay, so...
You don't say that mixes here in Kikula.
No. So we say, so... So the Gemara says over here. So therefore, we know from there that Shichva Zera, if she's Pilot Shichva Zera, she becomes Tamei. And we give 3 days. Otherwise, why Moshe Rabbeinu tell him separate for 3 days? So the Gemara says, how do you know as well that she, that it's already Tamei inside her? Tamaloyme, yeah. It says the pasuk, yeah. It says Zoiva Bipsara. It says yeah. So therefore, we say from here that includes also Shichva Zera. But Rav Shimon Rav Shimon says no. When it comes to Shichva Zera, that daya kibayla, Shichva Zera came from the man, so we should have the same dinim as the man. Just like by the man, he's not tummy until the mission escapes his body. So too, when it comes to Shichva Zera, she's not tummy when it's inside her. She's only tummy when it escapes, if it comes out. Yeah.
Yeah. That by him, he's the shayrish, he's the makar of this zera. But
that's what I'm saying.
3 days.
Okay, different thing.
Because there's no plate.
Yeah, there's no blood. The positive by a man says that she taitzei mimenu shichva zera. So taitzei mimenu has to leave. So there's Rav Shimon holds she has the same name as a man. How can she be more chamer? And the Chachamim hold from a pasuk that it says yeah, therefore even inside her. Freidige mother v'sover Rav Shimon taka holds that daya kibayla is the same as the man. But Tanya, we learned. Excuse me. It says in the pasuk that if a woman has relations with a man, shichva zera, she's only tummy till at night. But Tanya, it says in the pasuk, berochatzu v'mayim, she should wash herself with tummy ad erev, and she's tummy until night. She's tummy till night. Omer Rav Shimon v'chima bozel lamdeinu. What's the pasuk trying to tell you? She touched shichva zera and she's tummy at night. Anybody touches shichva zera, you tummy till at night. So what's the pasuk trying to tell you that if she had a relationship with a man and there was shichva zera, she's tummy till at night? Ma bozel lamdeinu. What's it come to teach us? Imli inyan nageya b'shichva zera. Tell you that if you touch shichva zera, you tummy till at night. There's already another pasuk where it says that it says ish ish zera aranya. It says, "Oy ish asher teitzi menu shichva zera," or a man that goes shichva zera, he cannot eat till that night. Oh, you should be known already. Ella mipnei shetumas beis astarim. We would have thought that a woman is different than anybody else. The whole tumma here is maga. Rav Shimon disagrees. He holds that the tumma is maga, and because he holds, no, but the chacham holds that when the shichva zera is inside her, it takes on the identity of her, all of her other tumas. Because it's inside her, and therefore whatever, just like a nida and a zava becomes tummy inside her, so too, but shichva zera inside, because she takes over. And Rav Shimon says, no, shichva zera is her tumah is sachak or tumah is maga. So what's a chiddush? Anybody touches shichva zera. Chiddush is by her. How did she touch it internally? That's called tumah's beis astarim. We know by tumah's maga, if it's internal, you swallow a tummy the gering, you don't become tummy because it's inside you. So we would have thought that a woman will not become tummy at all because it's inside her. Kamashal, it does. So he holds his tumas maga. So the chayda, she shouldn't be tam at all. Ela shigdeza kasev, he's exeza kasev. That was that you tell me. She's tam al tumas tarim, yeah. So what do we see from here? He started off saying that she has the same name like her husband. But then Shimon the Braisa seems to learn nothing to do with the husband. If she had the same name as her husband, she'd be tired. Because it's Tumbeza Starim. It's a separate din altogether. You have a Gzeis HaKosev that she becomes Tame. So Lucheda, it's not the same like Boyle. It's like Kasha. It's not a problem. Kan Bimishameshes. When do we need the Gzeis HaKosev that she, you know, she becomes Tame, special Pasik? If the shichva zera, she has tashmish, and that right after tashmish, she has the shichva zera definitely in her, so she's tamei inside. That's exactly the kasuk because based on starting. What we're talking about over here, the first brayis is talking about the piletes that came back out, and that's the machleik is a chum hold that she's tamei 7 days, and he holds no that you're tamei only. The chum hold that she's mamish like a nida, and your tummy even before, you know, once it starts flowing out, she's ready tummy even though it didn't come out yet, and all that, and 7 days, and he'll die a kibbolah. Says the Gemara. I don't understand. Pilate, why do you have to wait till it comes out? You're telling me that as soon as they have tashmi, she's already tummy, so she's tummy ready anyway. Pilate, tape like the Hashimsha. She already had tashmi, she's tummy. What's the point of having an argument about when it starts leaving her body? She's already tummy as soon as it entered the body. So the Gemara, we're talking about a case, Misha Tavla. Remember, inside her body, Shavla Shemusha, and it's only Tame, so that's Tumas Maga, and she's only Tame till that night. And remember, Shichla Zeta, and she can go with her husband, it can be 3 days. So if within 3 days she feels it started coming out, that's when we're talking about it here. She went to the mikveh for Tashmish. The memra, so what are you telling me? The Mishamesh is Betumas Eres Agli. So what are you telling me? Interesting thing. So the Tashmish itself makes a tummy only till that night. Because like Tumas Maga. But when it flows out, that's when it's going on. For anyone, how can I be? Oh, my Rava said, Mishamesh is if you have Tashmish, Kol Shloisha, Yomi, Masur, Lecha, Betruma. If she had Tashmish for 3 days, she has to anticipate that the Shichva Zeta is still viable and might come out or something. So as soon as she had Tashmish, every time she told me 3 days. So what's the point of this whole machlek is about if the Shichva Zeta comes out within 3 days? She told me anyway. So the Gemara, Machlek is shining, was only limited to not eating Tumah or even to having a relationship with her husband. Because, in other words, every time she has Tashmish, she has to wait 3 days before she can Tashmish again. Because of the Shichra Zera. And he used the word, she efshalosh le'tiflit. It's inevitable. It's definitely going to be pilot. So the Gemara, yeah, and after 3 days, even if the Shichra Zera comes out, it's not viable anymore, it's not a Tamah here anymore. So what's his whole machleik? Is it dayak a boil or not dayak a boil and all that? So the Gemara, Hachem Ha'iskin, and here we're talking about here a case. You know what we're talking about over here? This whole machleik of Shimon? In a case where definitely she couldn't have seen more than that night. She ate belua b'mita. They took her to the mikveh while she was still lying in bed. She refused to move. So the husband got a few people pick up the bed.
That's right.
Exactly. Stand up. If you stand up, if you move about. But she's lying there, it's no longer inevitable she'll come out. Doesn't say that. It says Sheikh Wazera. Sheikh Wazera is external. That's internal, it's pushed out by her body. That's external. So it's possible there's no plita. Kodlam Shimon says that even though she's only tummy till that night, but within 3 days, if Shimon comes out, she will become tummy. Says the Gemara. So must be, when Rava made the statement that it's impossible that it wouldn't come out, Rava said that it's impossible that the Shimon will come out. The Ozli Mikara. So when she walked on her feet, the problem. So according to Rava, if she walked, that's the only time that we're saying that it lasts for 3 days. So l'chayda, I have a problem. Since you're telling me that if she's walking, when she's walking, it pops out of her. So how do you know that it's inevitable for 3 days it'll still hang around? Maybe it all came out on the way to the mikveh, and therefore she's 100% tired. You tell me, Dilma Ishtaya. No, Rav is saying, yeah, I agree that some of it came out, but we're worried that some of it remained behind. And so it's not a vada that she's tummy for 3 days. It's not a sofa, she's tummy. So why does Rav use the words efshin? Like he's saying, it's impossible, it has to be the Shichva Zera hanging about for 3 days. What he should have said is, it is possible that Shichva Zera is hanging around for 3 days.
Not with a
vadois, yeah. Not like the EF shit, that's impossible and that shouldn't happen. El Rava Nami, we're talking about you a little bit. Rava, when Rava said his thing, that's inevitable, that's cool. It's all talking about when she was in the bed. Yeah. No boss. But like Kash, can't be Misapeches and can't be Misapeches. They're both talking about in the bed. But it depends if she turn over in the bed. According if she, for 3 days. No. Even afterwards. Every time she turns over, it flows. But if she's lying in one position the whole way, so when Rav Shimon says, let's talk about the third day, she hasn't moved. Basically. So is it possible to stay 3 days in one position and move? That turn her over?
Rashi says, because it goes in more or it doesn't go as much.
You got this whole issue with people who are staying there and they've got bed, get bed sore, they have to move around.
They have to roll
time.
Them around.
What did you say, Mr. Tash? What are you talking about?
It's a peches.
That's Lishna Achrina. That's the second lashon of Rashi. The first lashon of Rashi is the whole three. Look, let's do Rashi side. El Rav and Nami, two lines on top.
Yeah.
Rashi, El Rav and Nami, the Loi Ozlam, Hilchah, therefore, Kosha Polta continues. He didn't go to Mikvah that. Kosha Polta continues. Rav Shimon, the Chayle Litva Lishimush, Rav Shimon holds. She goes to the Mikvah the first night, she's tired. And then if the Sheikh there comes out, he's talking about Gigon Shaloini's Hapchal Achra Tvila, that she hasn't moved in a bed for the next 2 days. She stays in one place. With the Rav, and the Rav says, no, it's impossible that she should have been tired. B'misa peches. I mean, she's turning around for 3 days you're talking about here. You call it the second Rashi. Look, let's do the second Rashi, because maybe it's a bit more practical, because 3 days not moving is a little bit difficult to comprehend. The Rav says, next Rashi, Lefrusha Lankra'os, it comes to command the Pasad, Chiksi, Verochotu, B'mayim, Demash, where the Choy, Lutba, B'yoyim, that day, is Kish'ena Misapeches. Talking about, he didn't turn for 3 days. Lishnachrina, Misapech, B'shas Tashmish. This is the second Pshan Rashi. That during that short window, which he mishapech, V'ein hazed and nikle berechem yachad. Here, therefore, peletet v'helechet ma'at ma'at. If you don't turn around, b'shas tashmi, then it becomes one glob. So therefore, if it comes out, it comes out in one go. That's what Rav Shimon is talking about. So it's possible for the whole thing to go out, and then there's nothing left, but then it depends, you know, what happens the third day. According to Rav Tumah, the case in which during Tashmi she's turning around, so the shechaz is broken up into parts. So a little bit can escape today, a little bit escape tomorrow. So EF should that you don't have a little bit left over. Okay. The Gemara, the Rav Akrokoi, Rav is actually relying on the pasuk. And this is the pasuk. He goes Rachmana when the Tater says in the pasuk, if a man had relations with a woman and she was zera, it says the pasuk v'rochatu b'mayin, she should wash in the water. It sounds like that night she can go straight to the mikveh ad erev. But Tommy, they told me until that night, he's talking about b'she'ena misapecha. She did not turn over at all. She didn't turn over at all either during tashmish or b'chal. But if she did turn over, then it hangs around for 3 days. It's impossible that you weren't pilot at all. Okay, we'll stop here.